This is Representative Summers, and I co-chaired the recalibration committee with Senator Kinski. And so out of that came House Bill 61, which is a bill that cuts K-12 by $100 million per year and has a title in it that will allow for a tax. And we have been talking amongst some of that committee and leadership about how to roll this out and when to roll that bill out and to take public comment. So that bill is really a vehicle for the discussion on how we want to fund K-12 education going forward. How do we want to manage our shortfall, which is roughly $300 million a year? And so that conversation will be had. I think we're going to, depending on how the schedule rolls out for that last week in February, we'll at least start taking public comment on that bill then, and hopefully starting to work it. And then we'll just go from there, and we'll see where it goes and what's added, what's taken out, and what's looked at. I'm not going to say that in the end, who knows, the bill could die in committee, the bill could die on the floor of the House, or that could go to the Senate and die there or go on through. But we will have that discussion. I think I'm kind of on education a lot. I've been in recalibration a lot. I frankly think it's the second biggest or the biggest discussion we should have this whole session. You know, our budget and what's the priorities on our general fund side, and what are we going to do about the K-12 side? And to me, I've always said this from the get-go, I think it should be a combination of, frankly, of new revenue, of taxes, and it should end cuts. And yet, it's interesting. We had a report in the Education Committee on the House side from UW, and I believe that poll came out, and it showed the public doesn't want to cut education, and they don't want to get taxed. And so it's kind of a tough deal. We can continue to eat the LISRA for about three more years, and then that backstop for education ends. And who knows, that may be where we're at. But I think the conversation needs to be had, and I intend to try my hardest to have that conversation on the House side.